Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RT.ie, and as I say, 51551. Wash your hands. Margaret Lynch. Margaret, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you? This is a surprise.
And how are you, darling?
I'm fine. Fine. Not a bother.
Because today...
Not a bother.
Because today...
is my 100th birthday.
Congratulations.
Born the 3rd of April, 1920, returned to hospital, and it was an Easter Saturday.
Yeah.
I remember it well.
And you're 100 today. And where are you now, Margaret?
I'm at home.
And are you alone?
Well, I'm not alone at the moment. I am alone. I've grandchildren out in the garden coming as far as the door and leaving gifts and cards and food and what have you.
But you're alone in the house?
Yeah, I live alone.
You're 100 years of age and you live alone?
Yeah, and I do everything.
Well, tell me, what did you do? What did you do in the garden last week, for example?
Oh, I put down a few plants and I plant a few spuds, seed potatoes. Now, I'm hoping they'll mature. I say they will.
Okay.
They'll come up anyway.
When would they be due up? When are they? September? When do they?
No, to be the earliest. They would be up about July.
Oh, great.
Hopefully.
Great.
And I did hear someone saying on a programme during the week, potatoes could be scarce later this year.
Yes, I heard that.
Because this is planting time.
Yeah.
And people are... So I got ahead of them.
Well done.
I put in a few seed potatoes.
And how are you managing in the lockdown where you can't? You're 30 years older than the beginning age for the lockdown, which is 70. And how are you managing, Margaret?
Great. A very good family, Joe.
Yeah.
I get food being left in the porch every day down at the outer door. And I leave it open.
Right.
And food's cooked and put in freezer containers. And I also had a very nice dinner delivered from my local day centre, where I am still a volunteer. They sent me down nice piping hot dinners.
Hang on, you're a volunteer in the local day centre?
I tell you, I'm the longest serving volunteer in Ireland with the Sisters of Charity.
And how long are you?
54 years, I think it is. I got a nice award from them.
Oh, well done.
Last year. And I say I'm still volunteering 2 days a week. I just serve out dinners and help clear tables. I did cook for them for many, many years. I've plenty of friends up there.
Isn't that fantastic?
So it's
100 years old you are today.
Yeah.
And Margaret, have you ever... So you lived through the emergency, the Second World War.
I did. Actually, I got married in July 1945.
Okay.
And we were still on rations.
Yeah.
Even for my wedding thing, I had to borrow food coupons from family and friends and clothing coupons and slipped through it all.
And did you have a reception when you got married?
Oh, we did. It was called a wedding breakfast.
Wedding breakfast, yeah.
There was no hotel thing.
Yeah.
It was at home, held at home. And I got married early in the morning. We were going to Tremor, which I believe...
For the honeymoon.
Then, on honeymoon.
Okay.
And the train was going at 10 o'clock or something. So I lived in Inchicore at the time and had the wedding over and the breakfast and be down to Kingsbridge Station to get a train at 10 o'clock.
Oh, magic. Magic. And who did you marry?
How long?
No, who? Who was your husband?
Oh, my husband, Michael Lynch. Oh, he's dead 32 years now.
And where did you meet Michael?
Would you believe on a train.
Okay.
Do you ever hear? I came from Inchicore.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you quickly. My sister, you interviewed her one time. She lives in the house at Sarsfield Road where your grandmother lived.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Now, you know how near that is to the railway?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all my family worked in the railway and we used to have what was called a mystery tour
every
once a week or something.
Yeah.
So I met my husband, though he didn't live far away, but I didn't know him, on the train.
On the mystery train.
On the mystery. So that was the mystery.
And so, where do you know? Do you know where the mystery train went that day?
No.
Okay.
I could have known because I had an uncle who was a train driver, and they used to know. But it went to Cashel.
Cashel. That's where it was. Okay. Went to Cashel. The Rock of Cashel. Okay.
Rock of Cashel.
Now, and the journey that you started that day with Michael Lynch was
lasted for 40 something years.
Oh, magic. Yeah. And how many children, Kathleen?
Six. Six. Three boys, three girls.
Okay. Now, I asked you, Margaret, about what we're going through now.
Yeah.
And what you're going through now. Does it compare, given that you lived through the emergency, Margaret, does it compare with that?
Well, you wouldn't have had the lock in.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I was actually out walking with my husband the night that the South Circular Road was bombed.
Oh, yeah.
And we heard the planes, and Michael said to me, they're not airplanes, they're bombers. He knew. And we were round about Chapel Izzard, that we were out walking, and I lived then, you know what I'm going to talk about, a place called the Ranch.
Oh, of course not. Well,
on St. Mary's Terrace.
The Pine
Tree. My father was at the door waiting, looking for me.
Yeah.
Thought we were after being bombed somewhere. But no, thank God, it came no nearer to us at the South Circular Road. But we did have rationing for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
After I was married, I always regret it. I threw away or bought my ration book.
Ah, yeah.
You know, because I like to keep things like that. Mm-hmm. But we were all so glad when the rationing finished. So they were all put on a bonfire or something.
So what do you do, Margaret, for your 100th birthday in this very strange world we're now living in?
Well, what I do today, I had a very nice surprise.
Don't give out your dress.
And the doorbell rang.
Yeah, great.
At 1 o'clock. And there were my lovely neighbours all outside, seeking them away from flags and what have you.
Ah.
So it was a very nice surprise.
And what they all sang, did they?
Oh, happy birthday. So I have some granddaughters here at the moment.
Right.
Outside that, or if they come in, they're staying away from.
Distance. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, no, I'm doing fine, thank God. And I'm used to living alone because my husband's dead 30 years. But I like to get out every day for a little while.
Yeah. Well, you can get out into your back garden. You can. I hear you loud and clear. You went out into your back garden.
That's much as far as I can walk.
Okay.
Well, I don't mean I can't walk. I can walk. I don't need a walking aid or anything.
Yeah.
It's just I can't go outside my gate.
Yeah, of course.
And I miss my little chats.
And Margaret, you know this question everyone
asks?
The question you'd be asked is how... what's the recipe for obviously an extraordinarily healthy life? You're so robust. You're 100 years of age and you're planting potatoes. You're the longest serving volunteer in Ireland.
I was in hospital for the first time in my life last month. Other than having babies, I fell, slipped in the kitchen and I had to have some stitches in my head. And that was the first time in my life I was ever in hospital.
And did you get
all those years?
Brilliant. Did you get a fright when you fell?
Sorry?
Did you get a fright when you fell?
Not really. I was very calm. I organised, rang someone to one of my daughters, mm-hmm. and she said she'd be down in a few minutes. And in case I would have to go into hospital, I packed a little bag with toiletries and put a tea towel around my head.
Tea towel, Mother Teresa.
I was in the kitchen at the time.
And you could see the blood?
I could.
And you were that calm?
I don't know. And I also, some of the family rang in. Yeah. Ambulance. I said they won't be able to get in because the front door is locked. So I took the lock off the front door. So they all arrived, ambulance men, the two daughters and their husbands, and I went to James's Hospital for a week and very well looked after.
Right. And how many did you get stitches?
I did. I got stitches at the top of my head, my skull part. I actually heard it crack when I fell.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, but I can't believe now I was so calm.
You're brilliant. You sat there, you rang for help. Yeah. You got a tea towel that you probably got in Goynies years ago. You got your tea towel wrapped in...
I went upstairs to pack a bag and I had to put a bath towel on my head. I bled a lot, but thank God I'm fine. I still look after myself, everything.
And what is... Give us... Do you smoke? Do you...
Never smoked.
Okay.
Well, I might have a glass of wine now and again.
Good
with a meal.
Yeah.
That's when I'm out, I mean. Not at home. I wouldn't even think of it. And the doctor in James said, what's your secret? I said, keep eating your porridge and go for a walk. That's about it.
Yeah, but
no, I keep very good health, thank God.
Oh, you're so, you sound it. And obviously, what was your schooling, Margaret?
Well, I went to the model school in Inchicore, probably know it there. And I was invited back there last year. I'm the longest surviving pupil. I met the Minister for Education there.
Yeah.
And I loved school. But that, like, 14, we finished school.
Did you?
14. And
but you could have gone on. No, you couldn't have gone on then, I know.
Well,
but you had the brain, obviously, to be able to go on.
I loved school, Joe. I loved school. And I went to work in head of No Good Polish years ago. They had a place in Blue Bell.
And
factories were opening up round and about.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you this little bit. They had a camogie team.
Right.
And I have a photograph of the group I'm in. We won, I don't think there's such a thing anymore, the Irish Industries Cup.
Okay.
With the camogie team. So I gave my medal, which I still had, to a little granddaughter, great-granddaughter, who plays camogie now.
Staying in the family.
Yeah, so that was a long time. That was when I was 17.
And Margaret, how do you pass the time? Do you have these? Can you still read? Can you still hold your eyes?
Oh, I read all the time.
Well done. Well
done. I got
done.
Lovely books for presents.
Right.
By Gemma Jackson, I think. I like books with an Irish kind of background.
Yeah, yeah.
And these are called She Wheels a Wheelbarrow or something. About inner Dublin and
that. You love that.
Oh,
stuff.
I read it all the time.
And do you watch telly, listen to the radio? Do you have a phone? Do you have a mobile phone?
I've a mobile phone. Half the time it's in the drawer. I'm not joking. So they set up an iPad for me. I'm only learning to use it.
Right, well, you've plenty of time. Plenty of time.
The next 100, please, God.
Yeah.
Oh, I got my cheque from...
Oh, brilliant.
I did.
From Michael D.
Hagen, Michael D.
Oh, well done.
Very nice.
And what will you do with that, Margaret?
I don't know. I don't know. Well, as we said, the birthday party is not cancelled. It's postponed.
Postponed, yeah.
Please, God.
Absolutely.
Because I was looking forward to us all being together. And hopefully I have a great-grandchild expected tomorrow.
Ah.
Please, God, it will arrive.
And many children do you have?
I had six. Okay. My youngest son died 10 years ago.
Okay.
And I have 15 or something grandchildren who are all married.
Okay.
So at the moment I'm 28 great grandchildren and three expected.
So you'll have you'll have 31. Have you any great great grandchildren at
not
this stage?
Not great, not yet. My eldest great great grandson is 18. Should be doing his leaving. It's on hold.
You have a great grandson that's 18. Incredible, Margaret. And Margaret, after 100, you've lived for a century.
Yes,
from 1920 to 2020. So far, you're a long way to go, obviously.
Thank God.
And looking back on your life, what has been, apart from family and marriage and your wonderful children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, what has been the biggest change in your life, do you think?
Oh, God, technology. I can't come to terms with it. But I don't want to, I think. I still do things the way I always did. Like, when I got married, I had six children. I think I had five before I had a washing machine. Nobody had one.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm talking back in the 1940s, 50s. And everything was done. I think of all the nappies that had to be washed by hand and boiled and hung out in an iron and ironed. So now everything is...
So technology, and by technology you mean electricity, you mean washing machines, you mean cookers,
as much as all these iPads and Facebook things. I still use the ordinary phone, you know, my house phone, the landline, they call it. I use the mobile occasionally, but I'm always forgetting to bring it out.
Well, you have it anyway. And you would have been 12, Margaret, when the when the Eucharistic Congress took place in the Phoenix.
Right? And I remember.
Wow.
We walked from the ranch, as you know where it is, from the model school, and we had to wear a blue cloak and a veil.
Okay.
And we walked down Chapel Isit Hill across the bridge to the park gate, you know, near Chapel, nearest gate to Chapel Isit, and we were all put in our little sections. I still remember it.
Counts.
We had to wear a veil and a blue cloak. We were
over
either Children of Mary or something.
Yeah, it was a big...
They were called at the time.
One of the biggest events ever
in
Ireland. So you remember that. That's fantastic. You remember that. It's fantastic.
Fantastic. Very good memory for long ago kind of things.
Yeah. And
I was reading recently Ireland's Own about the things that happened in 1920. You know, there was still a lot of trouble around the streets, Dublin and Cork and Limerick that particular time.
Yeah.
You know, so I wouldn't remember it.
Well, Civil War. I'm just thinking, Margaret, you were born in 1920. So you were born in 1920, so in your life, in your early years, there would have been people around who would have remembered the Great Famine in 1847. That's how close we are to.
So because my grandfather, one of them lived, which was supposed to be wonderful at the time, till he was 84. So he probably would have done. I remember being at his funeral. I think I was 10.
Wow.
I would have died about 1930.
40, yeah. And he was 84. So he would have been born during the famine. He would have been born 1846, 47. Incredible.
I never thought of that.
And you remember him. So, and Margaret, are you scared by this virus? Or?
I don't know, because I'm saying that it's really the unknown, isn't it?
Yeah.
We just don't know. If you can get it again, or if it'll ever come back again. Some people are likened to the Spanish flu, but there was an end to that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that I had it.
That was, I think, 1918.
You had an incredible
death toll.
Incredible death toll. Some of your neighbours are now contacting us. Michael Healy. Michael, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe.
How are you?
Michael, how are you, love?
Happy birthday, Margaret.
Thanks, Joe. Michael. I'm delighted to hear from it. I thought you went well.
Well, I'm not the best when it comes to walk, and I watch you flying by my house every day.
Yeah,
I envy you.
Joe,
you don't know how quick this woman was.
Oh, I'm getting a glimpse.
And how sharp she is.
Yeah.
He actually played Camogie with my wife's eldest sister.
That's right.
And she played for the Ranch and the Dock and the Towers.
Yeah.
And was Margaret a good Camogie player, do you know, Michael? She won medals anyway, we know
she
that.
She wouldn't have got it on that team unless she was good.
She was very good. Okay, and how are you, Michael?
I'm okay. Yeah.
Well, how are you managing during the lockdown?
I'm staying in.
Yeah, I have to, yeah.
I haven't been out since Christmas.
Michael, you're getting a nice dinner sent down by Michelle.
That's right. I got it just before you got yours.
And
you started that off.
I did, and I tried to get you to come long ago.
Well, no, I go there now.
And how long are your neighbours?
About 61 years.
I moved in here the 1st of May 1956.
I was 1961.
The houses were only built.
Yeah.
I'm the first tenant in this house.
And Michael, what do you think of the virus and the panic and the worry and the...
Strange thing. We have a government that acted fast anyway, compared to other governments.
What was the phrase you used, Michael? They've acted class.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've acted really well. Okay, yeah, compared to others. Yeah, you can say that again.
Yeah. And I don't know. It's a new virus.
Yeah.
I'm often on to China, and I remember when it hit there in January, the whole place just closed up.
Yeah.
And they've cured it, they got rid of it, so there's some hope ahead.
Please God.
And what you say, you're off and on to China? What did you say?
I'm on the phone.
To who?
I buy stuff in China.
And what do you buy in China, can I ask?
Surgical dressings.
Surgical what, Michael?
Dressings.
And are they for yourself?
No, I have a company still involved.
Well done. Oh, that's 86, and you're still trading.
No, I'm not that old, don't I?
84. AFR, sorry, excuse me, what? 84, and you're still...
I'm only a baby compared to Mrs. Lynch.
she's 16 years older than you, and you're 84. Oh. 84. Yeah. And what, you phone China a lot, and how long have you been doing business with China?
25 years.
Good man. And you're still... What were you hearing from them over the last few months?
They're happy that this thing is gone now.
Oh, that's interesting, yeah.
They said where the actual thing originated, there are no masks, nothing, they're going around normal.
Yeah. So that's
3 months, but they really went to town. They made sure everybody washed their hands and kept the distances and wore face masks.
No, they were very strict.
Very strict.
Yeah.
But you see, the people in China obeyed.
I know it's a different way of life. Not always pleasant. But you purchase surgical dressings there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well done. No, and are many people working in the company?
There's only three of us.
Ah, well, that's, and are you still the MD, CEO, president for life?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't get involved physically, but.
You still
it's something to do. Keep me sharp.
God, that's an incredible.
It means I can keep up a business inch, you know.
Yeah. Well done. Say that, Michael.
Keep up with
Marcus. Well, can you stay with us over the break? More people want to say hello to you. Back after this break. 51551. Watch out.
Okay.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
I'm talking to Margaret Lynch. She's 100 years old today. She's on lockdown in Dublin where she lives, and she's grandchildren, grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And she's a remarkable woman. She still volunteers. In fact, she's the longest-serving volunteer in Ireland. She still volunteers at the local day centre and helps them out. But obviously we're in lockdown. Who's that? Mary Kennedy. Mary, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Good.
Mrs. Lynch, a very happy 100th birthday to you. How are you?
Oh, Mary, how are you, love?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm good. Mrs. Lynch, she was the best ever. Oh. We all loved her, and she was so good to all of our family and to Paul especially.
Oh,
Mrs. Lynch.
I love Paul.
And Kathleen was asking for you too, because I've just texted her to tell her to listen in as well. And I'm sure Kevin is listening and Carlo too.
Please, God.
But you were a marvellous, marvellous lady. I remember Mammy being at your 80th.
Yeah,
that was the sad year that Mam passed away. But anyway, you know, lovely photographs from all of that. Can't believe you're still on the go, running up and down the road. I hear all the time.
What type of neighbour is Margaret, Mary?
Oh, Joe, I couldn't just, everybody knew her. She timed for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
She was very good friends, my mum and dad. We were neighbours, obviously, across the road from each other. But she was just so good. I have a brother who's a little special, and Mrs. Lynch, because we all called everybody Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah.
It's such a close, there's only 25 houses, so it was very, very tight neighbourhood. They all looked after each other, and they're all very good to each other. And, you know, we go to all the funerals when we hear of anybody passing away over the area, and the conversation is always, how's Mrs. Lynch?
Yeah.
Well, you hear her there. She's fantastic.
Fantastic. Oh, she's a great mind.
On her 100th birthday,
fantastic. I'm so happy for you. And love you lots, Mrs. Lynch.
I'm delighted to hear from you. I had your name down for my birthday party.
Well, it's only postponed.
It's only postponed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we look forward to raising a glass with you.
And had we a venue picked for the party?
We're going to Summerhill Hotel in Enniscorthy.
Enniscorthy, yeah, well done. Mary Kennedy, how are you managing during the lockdown, Mary? How are you?
Fine, all good.
Okay.
I have 5 children, and one of them is due her first baby, please God, now, Rachel, in 5 weeks' time, please God. And I have a son in lockdown in New York.
Right.
And
what's he saying? Were you talking to him? How's he in New York?
Oh, yeah, we're on FaceTime all the time. It's pretty scary over there, you know, he's over there 3 years now, and he's working from home. Like, from the time it happened here, he was a little bit ahead of Trump. He was listening to us, and he got himself working
man.
From home early.
Good man. Good man. Okay, Mary, kind
Thank
regards
you so much.
To you.
Thanks. Bye, Mrs. Lynch.
God
talk
bless
you soon.
Mary. Love
Thank you.
You
so much.
Mrs.
Bye.
Lynch, brilliant. Mrs. Lynch. Where's Joanne Carey? Joanne is
your granddaughter.
What's your granny like, Joanne?
Well, I think you can get a good sense of that already. She's amazing.
Yeah.
We kind of nearly take her for granted, you know.
Yeah.
As in, like, her health and her, like, she just gets, every year, she just is getting better and better. She's unbelievable. Like, all her, even coming here today, I have 3 small kids, and they were saying, they were so obsessed they couldn't come to wish great granny chocolate bun happy birthday, because they all call her chocolate bun.
Chocolate bun.
Because
she
never comes to any of our houses. Because she usually comes to one of us on Sundays, and she never comes without like, laden down with buns and caramel squares that she's made herself.
Wow.
Yeah. She's just phenomenal. She's ordered a million. I'm standing at her front door.
Yeah, of course. She can't go in,
But we will have that big party.
Yeah.
She deserves every bit of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Margaret, just outpourings of joy and great fervour and happiness for you. And you've generated so many texts here. People just saying you're an absolute and total tonic. So you're great, Margaret.
I can't hear you.
Okay, don't be worrying. There could be the phone line here. Margaret, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Well, it's different.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
Okay. Not at all. You're very kind.
Patient.
You're gorgeous.
Oh,
you're a gorgeous woman. And the whole country is putting their arms around you at the moment,
God.
Margaret,
please
and
God.
Saying to all of us together.
And I want to wish the best to all my lovely neighbours and friends that I'm not able to see.
Yeah.
And tell them all to mind themselves and keep well.
Okay.
You too, Joe.
You too, darling.
God
mind
bless.
Yourself, Margaret, and a happy birthday, a thousandfold happy birthday. Bye-bye. 51551, wash your hands.